The term white supremacist used to be the big one that they would throw around at people to gaslight them into denouncing Trump or denouncing the America First agenda or even denouncing conservatism or Christianity in general. It replaced bigot, which replaced racist, which they just keep upping the game. But things have changed, and now the narrative has shifted in many ways to where since so many people were labeled as white supremacists when they weren't, they had to change the game, and they have. Now, folks, the new boogeyman term is domestic terrorist. Now, who is a domestic terrorist? It's not who you think it is. If you're watching the show, there's a very good chance that you know what an actual domestic terrorist is. It's Ted Kaczynski. It's the brothers who bombed the Boston Marathon. Those are domestic terrorists. They committed acts of terrorism on our soil as American citizens. That's what a domestic terrorist is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be parents who are protesting critical race theory to their school boards. It's not supposed to be patriots who are protesting the government's tyranny against us, whether it's over vaccine mandates or the stolen 2020 election or anything else. Protesting is part of America's DNA. It's what we do. We have the right to peaceably protest our government. But no, they're trying to reverse that. They're trying to make it to where if you have negative feelings towards your government, then you must be a domestic terrorist. You know who does that? You know who thinks that way? Communist China, North Korea, Iran. Those are the places where if you do oppose what your government is doing to you, then you are considered against the regime and a domestic terrorist in their eyes. And you will be treated as such. The same thing is now happening here in the United States. And while the Biden-Harris regime bears the bulk of the responsibility for this, it's not just them. It's pretty much the entirety of the radical left that has positioned themselves in a way that anyone who opposes them must be somehow evil, somehow wrong, and therefore must be stifled, destroyed, jailed, even killed. That's the state of America today, and it's a very scary place to be, not because we can't oppose it, but because they're actually trying to cut off our avenues through which we can oppose it. They're trying to make it to where if you speak out, then you are a threat. If you oppose a policy or tenets of neo-Marxism, for example, or critical race theory to a school board, then you must be a domestic terrorist. You are one hair away from bombing a school or something. That's their perspective. And they don't really believe this, keep in mind. They're not sitting there cowering. Oh my gosh, look at all these grandmothers and parents holding signs that say they're against critical race theory. I fear for my life being around these radicals. No, that's not what they actually think. They just want you to think that. They want everyone to think that. They're setting the bar as low as possible. This is one of the reasons that they're going after parents who are protesting school boards, because that sets the bar so low. Pretty much anyone who is aggressively protesting anything should be considered a domestic terrorist. But keep in mind, if those protesters happen to be Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of the radical leftist groups that commit actual acts of domestic terrorism, then they're not considered domestic terrorists by our Federal Bureau of Investigation, by mainstream media, by the Biden-Harris regime, by radical leftists in general. And that should concern you. I did an interview over the weekend. Love going on America Out Loud, Malcolm Out Loud. Okay, those guys are phenomenal. I listen to their podcasts every day, pretty much. They write great articles. Dr. Peter McCullough, he writes over there. You got generals, you got intelligence experts, and I am very blessed to have been interviewed by Malcolm himself, who runs the site. He had me on his Sunday show, and I have a little clip from the opening there. I'll also link to the full show, his full show, in the show notes. So stand by.
So let's start off here. I want to bring on here J.D. Rucker joins me, and J.D. is a journalist. He's an activist fighting for Christian and conservative values. The NOC report, or some people call it the NOQ report as well, and that he's noted for that, and the Liberty Daily, and a host of sites here. J.D., welcome to Viewpoint this Sunday. Thank you, brother.
No, thanks for having me, Malcolm.
All right, let's start off with the FBI and this. What a lot of people are saying, the targeting of not just parents, but military heroes as well. We'll touch on a little bit of that here. So there was a kind of an urgent request this past week from the National School Boards Association, and it was to address the rising problem. Garland says that the FBI would work with U.S. attorneys and federal, state, local, territorial, and authorities and districts to develop strategies against these supposed threats. And the threats are parents that are pushing back against the whole system. Now, truth be told, we've sort of seen this, we've kind of seen this building now for some time. And I was wondering when it was going to get to this moment. Garland is also, he's asking the Justice Department, the FBI, Homeland Security, Secret Service to help monitor these threat levels and assess the risk to students, educators, board members, and school buildings. I mean, this is really remarkable. And this is with President Joe Biden asking for the assistance now to investigate this. This is coming from the White House, clearly. And they're calling this a new form of domestic terrorism, J.D. So I guess first question I have, what do you think? Is domestic terror or terrorism here the new Me Too movement, I wonder?
That's a great way to word the question. Domestic terrorism is a boogeyman that can be used in pretty much any situation. And once the label is applied to you, it's kind of like being called a bigot or a racist. You know, you're called a domestic terrorist, or your group is called domestic terrorists, then all of a sudden there's going to be a certain amount of the population that is going to fear you, that is going to ostracize you in many ways. And that's what they're doing. They're going after anyone who's willing to stand up. You know, we've seen it across the nation and in multiple circles, not just with parents and groups that are fighting against critical race theory at school boards. We're seeing it, as you'd mentioned, with the military. We're seeing it with anyone, any patriot group, any group that is willing to stand up and protest the government. This isn't about critical race theory. This isn't about the FBI fearing that these parents are going to blow up schools or anything like that. This is about trying to stifle and suppress anyone, any American who is willing to speak out against the government, who is willing to protest in any way. And it's that part alone should terrify Americans. And when I say terrify, I'm not saying that we should be cowering in fear. What I'm saying is that the direction that this country is going under Joe Biden, but also under the deep state, which predated Biden, this country is heading in a direction where they just want people, Americans, patriots, to sit back, shut up, and do what they're told. And anyone who's not willing to comply is considered an enemy and will get labeled anything from bigot to domestic terrorist.
Okay. All right. Well said. Listen to a couple of these comments here, J.D. Senator Ted Cruz says, at his confirmation hearing, Merrick Garland promised not to follow the Obama model of weaponizing the DOJ to target and persecute his political opponents. And then Senator Josh Hawley says, I just asked the Biden DOJ to name one instance in American history where the FBI had been directed to go after parents attending school board meetings to express their views. He was quite outraged. Sound bites of Hawley were quite something, actually. He says Biden's latest offensive against parents is shocking, unprecedented, and wrong. And lastly, Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, says record spike in murders and drug deaths, not a priority for Biden's DOJ. But when parents are concerned about CRT in schools or all these mask or vaccination pushes, Biden throws the weight of the federal government against them. It won't work. What about this tipping point I lay out there? What's your sense right now? I mean, we've been talking for years now, like you hit it right on. It's more than just Joe Biden. It's an entire establishment. It's a system. So where's the pushback and where's that moment? How close are we getting to the edge, do you think?
We're right at the edge. And here's the thing, you know, you mentioned those three senators in particular. They are pushing back, but are they really pushing back? You know, I've become increasingly skeptical of Republicans. You know, I obviously I'm not a Democrat, but I'm almost more concerned about Republicans who can draw complacency. In other words, they've been saying for years, and it's funny because those three, and I'm keep in mind, I'm fans of Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and Senator Cotton. Okay. I really am. I think they are, at least at heart, they are among the good guys. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. All three of them have been saying for years now that they will go after Facebook and Twitter over censorship. They do speeches. They talk about how bad it is, and then nothing gets done. You know, here we are. They're going saying that the FBI is being weaponized. They're saying that this is an outrage. They're saying that this will not happen. I want to see something happen. I don't want to just hear about how outraged people are, especially if they're a politician. They have the power to do something, so do it. You know, if that means, you know, making threats, and I'm not talking about physical threats. I'm saying making threats within the Senate, making threats to both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, saying that we will band together, we will fight in any way possible to make sure that this doesn't happen. Because until they do that, it's just rhetoric.
Where do we draw that line? I mean, we keep electing the same cast of characters to office. Clearly, nothing's being done. Why don't these senators take more of a stance? I mean, group together. I want to talk to you in a moment, even on the debt ceiling. I thought it was going to happen there with McConnell, but again, they caved in, as they consistently cave in, the right, the Republican establishment does, which is part of the problem. You know, again, that tipping point that I'm looking at here, how much is too much before we sink this thing, JD? Really?
We should have, well, first and foremost, let's start off with the premise. You'd asked how, you know, why don't they band together? First, there's just not enough of them. Okay. There are simply not enough trustworthy, patriotic Americans. You could say, oh, but there's 50 Republicans. First, there's not. Okay, not in the Senate. They're not 50 true Republicans. Mitch McConnell too, but you've got Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. You have people in the Senate who have an R next to their name, but who are anything but Republicans. Then you have the ones that are there that are trying to do a little bit, but they're all still becoming part of the establishment. If you were to actually, you know, put it to paper and try to find who is going to actually stand up for us, how many of those senators are going to put their name and their votes and their careers behind protecting Americans from the FBI, protecting Americans from the debt ceiling, the economic debacle that we're seeing coming from Washington, D.C. That number is very small. Now, so we have to look at what is the solution? Do we wait till 2022, 2024, whenever? No. You know, that's going to take too long. We're not going to have a country if we're hoping that we're going to elect constitutional conservatives, enough of them into Capitol Hill, both the House and the Senate, to be able to make a difference. We're at war today, and that means that our best avenue, our best bet, is to focus on local. We need to be able to address the local issues. We need to know, you know, who's the best defense against a corrupt FBI. That would be your local sheriff. They can hold them accountable. That would be the people who you can go to as Americans, who we can go to have a recourse from a legal perspective. You know, whether that's attorneys general, district attorneys, anyone that we can get on our side. And we can't do that with D.C. They've literally walled themselves off from us. They don't want to have anything to do with it. So as much as I appreciate Cruz and Cotton and Hawley, I'm not going to contact them and ask them to do anything because I know they won't and they can't. But I will contact my local sheriff. I'll contact my state legislators. I'll contact my governor. I'll contact my mayors. These are the people that we need to have the closest possible relationship with as America transitions into this police state that's building around us.
Yeah, the police state, there it is.
Like I said, it was an absolute honor to be on Malcolm's show. We have a good show today. Yeah, we'll call it great. It is a great show. I've got some pretty important topics to discuss. Hopefully we'll be able to get to our first interview in the revived J.D. Rucker show. We've got a few of them lined up. It's amazing that, you know, you take a little break and then all of a sudden you come back and everybody's lining up to be interviewed by you. It's very humbling to know that people want to be heard. We need more people to be heard in today's world because, let's face it, it's getting crazy out there. We need the voices to step up, to sound off, to be heard. And hopefully here at the J.D. Rucker Show, we will be able to accomplish much of that. So let's get to a little break, and then we'll start talking about some of these awesome topics. You know, if you are listening to this on just the audio version on Apple Podcasts or wherever, you're not listening on Spotify because they banned us. Long story. But but if you're listening to us on any of those and not watching the video, then you're missing the great and talented and very patriotic Mike Lindell. He is actually asleep behind me. I can see him right there. He's laying on a MyPillow. On an actual MyPillow. I know it's hard. Anybody who's gone to MyPillow.com knows that he's been doing a lot more than pillows lately. We actually have a MyPillow dog bed for our wonderful, wonderful canine. And she's gone through a lot of dog beds in her life. This is by far, hands down, her favorite. She sleeps a lot more, okay, which is good because she's a very hyperactive dog under normal circumstances. I can thank Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com for that. But I want to talk to you guys today about the offers. Okay, there's a lot of people out there who are saying, you know, get the lowest possible price on this, that, or the other by using this code. Even, you know, look, here's the reality. Because of cancel culture, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have chosen to go to the various conservative networks, podcasts, websites, networks, whatever, and give everybody a promo code. These promo codes are the same, period. They offer the same discounts. I don't care. You know, Mike Lindell, I've been on his show before. He's been on my show before. He has his own code. That code, I've tested this. That code gives you the exact same discount that you would get if you put in code NOQ, N as in Nancy, O-Q. Using the NOQ code helps us here at the J.D. Rucker Show. And I would greatly appreciate it if you would choose us. Okay. We got Christmas around the corner. We've got just lots of reasons to get my pillows. If you use that code, you are helping us directly. And as a listener of the show, watcher, viewer, whatever, it would behoove us all if you would help to keep the show up and running and alive and not going into any other future hiatuses. Is that a word? I don't know. But we're going to use it. We're rolling with it. Just pretend like there's no script and go with it because there's no script. NOQ is the code that you use. Go to MyPillow.com, put in that code, and you'll get the maximum discount, the highest possible discount. But most importantly, you'll be helping us. You'll be helping this guy, okay, this patriot, this awesome guy, an all-American company at MyPillow, and, of course, Knock Report and the J.D. Rucker Show. God bless you. And sleep well, like this guy. Folks, we're being lied to. All of us are. We're being lied to by the Biden-Harris regime, by mainstream media, by big tech, but you already knew all that. The question today is, what all are we being lied to about? And one of the topics that it's getting a little bit of attention, I'll admit, but not nearly as much as it should be, and that is our supply chain woes, the shortages that are happening across the country, grocery stores, convenience stores, department stores, Amazon, everybody is short on supplies. Now, here's the thing, and this is very important to understand. For it to be as bad as it is, it has to be manufactured. There's no other way around it. There's no other way to look at this. When we look at what the problems are and how to solve them and the lack of action that's being taken by the Biden-Harris regime and others to end our supply chain woes, clearly manufactured. They're doing it on purpose. Back in August, Joe Biden had said that he was going to fix this, that he knew there was a bottleneck. The regime knew that there were problems and they were going to do what it took to fix it. That was 2 months ago. Now, what has been done? Absolutely nothing. And here's the thing. The problems that are causing the supply chain woes are problems that can be easily fixed. You know, there's certain problems where you just don't throw money at something. It just doesn't work. Okay. The war on drugs, didn't matter how much money you threw at it, it was not possible to really engage in that type of war against street foes that were smarter than law enforcement, not more intelligent per se, but because they were the ones being chased, they had the upper hand. They always did. They always will. That's just the nature of the beast. You throw more money at it, more people, more informants, more drug dogs, whatever. It just didn't work. This issue, this is a very complex issue, but with very simple solutions. You just need more people. Right now, there's a bottleneck based upon the fact that there are not enough people to unload the crates, not enough truckers to transport the items from the shipping containers. That's it. I mean, if you were to add more truckers, add more dock workers, add more warehouse employees, you could very easily, swiftly, and painlessly get the economy back up and running. So the question is why? Why hasn't this been done? I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, we're talking about millions of dollars that it would require. They're talking about trillions of dollars in spending that they're pushing on Capitol Hill. And yet they can't find millions to fix this issue ahead of the holiday season. No, they are intentionally ignoring it. They have to be. Let's put it into perspective. I think a lot of times people get trillions, billions, and millions mixed up. You know, it's common. I understand. $1 million is a lot of money. $1 trillion is $1 million. Okay. They can deal with trillions of dollars. They can fight. They can posture. They can say, oh my gosh, we need this. We need 3.5 trillion, 5.6 trillion, 1.2 trillion. Trillion, 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 but the millions of dollars that it would take to fix our supply chain issue, to fix it, to get things caught up, to get the system moving again, to get dock workers, warehouse workers, and truckers out there making this happen, getting these ships unloaded. There's 150 of them out there just waiting outside of port, stuck, no place to go. And yet we're supposed to believe that nobody's thought of, hey, Let's just go, you know, let's do what it takes to fix this. Let's incentivize people. Let's hire all of these people that need to be employed. There's millions of them, tens of millions of Americans who could and would do these jobs, especially if you incentivize it to be high paying jobs, at least temporarily, to avoid this crisis. And we are in a crisis, by the way, to stop this crisis, to put an end to it. Ahead of Christmas, ahead of 2022, they could do it. And it would not take much time. It would not take a ton of money. And it would take very little planning. The infrastructure is already there. They just don't have the bodies to make it happen. Why? Why are they not? Here's an article by Art Moore over at WND. It says, quote, everything is breaking down. Supply crisis grows 2 months after Biden vowed to fix it. According to the article, a shortage of just about everything is looming ahead of the holiday season as more than 150 container ships wait off the coast of California and rail yards clog up due to a shortage of port workers and truckers. President Biden assured Americans on August 11th, that was exactly 2 months ago, that these bottlenecks and price spikes will reduce as our economy continues to heal. Remember that quote, folks, as our economy continues to heal. This is Joe Biden appointing a port envoy who would work with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Where's Pete? Okay. Where's Pete? Pete's missing. My good buddy Eric Matheny over at Bob and Eric Save America, he tweeted that today. Where's Pete? Where in the world is Pete Buttigieg? Isn't this his problem? Isn't he supposed to be solving this? He's Transportation Secretary. Shouldn't he be the one out there? Biden said at the time that his administration was, quote, bringing together the port operators, shipping lines, the labor unions, trucking companies, railroads, and others to speed up the port's operations. But the Washington Post, a Biden-friendly news outlet, which endorsed Biden in 2020, reported in an in-depth article that the, quote, commercial pipeline that each year brings $1 trillion worth of toys, clothing and electronics and furniture from Asia to the United States is clogged and no one knows how to unclog it. Wrong. That is incorrect. People do know how to unclog it. This can be unclogged. Again, you just need more bodies. You need more people. you need workers to get out there. You need to pay overtime. You need to have them working 24 hours. Okay, I'm not saying individuals. I'm saying work, you know, get on a 3 or 4 shift rotation. Keep the system moving. Do not let it get clogged. Do not let it stop, because the longer it's clogged, the more clogged it's going to get. That's how these things work. Senator Tom Cotton said Monday, the supply chain disruption, quote, is a crisis. Really? Duh. Yes, it is. Thank you, Senator Cotton, for saying that, but it's something that should be obvious, blatantly obvious to everyone. He tweeted, this will impact every American, especially those who can least afford it. It's past time for President Biden and Pete Buttigieg to explain what they're doing about this. And it's true. They've said nothing. Okay. August 11th was the last we've heard about it. Since then, the White House has been radio silent regarding the supply chain woes, this devastating economic debacle that they can fix easily, cheaply, quickly, and yet they're doing nothing. Cotton said Biden chose Buttigieg as transportation secretary, even though he was, quote, completely unqualified. No objection there. And now the former South Bend, Indiana mayor is, quote, is absent during a transportation crisis that is hurting working class Americans. Buttigieg, wow, I hate the guy's name. Buttigieg has said in recent interviews that it's an incredibly complicated situation. And that is true. It is complicated. And perhaps the better word is it's complex. Okay. Our infrastructure system, especially as it pertains to trade, the supply chain, it is extremely complex. But that doesn't mean the complexities of it have been solved. This is why it's been working for decades. It's been working fine for decades. America became a consumer nation based upon the fact that we could import and just purchase a whole bunch of stuff that was made cheaply in China, Taiwan, India, Europe, everywhere. So yes, it's complicated to an extent. It's complex, but the solutions are not. The solutions include getting bodies to do the work. That's it. But the government is holding virtual, quote, roundtables with port operators, labor unions, and private companies. Nevertheless, he told MSNBC last Thursday, the challenges will continue not only going into the next year or two, but going into the long term. That is by choice, folks. Again, we are being lied to. This is by choice. They have chosen. The Biden-Harris regime has chosen to perpetuate the supply chain woes. Why? I mean, why? This is where we have to really start asking questions. And the answers are ugly, but there doesn't seem to be any other viable answers to why they're ignoring this. It has to be willful. That much they've made clear. And knowing what it will do, that's the scary part, okay? Because scarcity, which we are experiencing now, and it's only going to get worse if they don't do something about it immediately. Scarcity breeds desperation. Desperation on a mass level breeds mass chaos. There will be Americans who are going to be fighting each other to get the supplies that they need. This is like a third world country, and that seems to be where they're pushing us towards. They want us to be acting as individuals, as citizens, as if we're living in a third world country where we have scarcity. This is being forced upon us. They want us to be at each other's throat. They want every day at the grocery store to be like Black Friday at Walmart. People lining up to get in, trying to get their toilet paper, their hot dogs, their bread, their flour, their rice, whatever. And it will breed anger and frustration. And they know this, and they're doing nothing about it. They're holding roundtables. According to this article again, Wall Street Journal reported that Walmart, Costco, and Target are chartering their own cargo ships to import goods paying about $100,000 a day, or four times more than last year. $100,000 a day, You know, to Walmart, Costco, and Target, not much. What about the mom-and-pop stores? What about the medium-sized businesses? What about the ones that do not have access to their own cargo ships? Are they going to go out of business? Yes, many of them will. The ones that survived COVID are going to be destroyed by their own government, a government that is feckless and unwilling to help. Again, this is a choice. This is a choice. They are choosing to not help. And we have to hold them accountable. I'm not sure how, other than to spread the truth and hope that somebody's going to step up and say, hey, Senator Cotton, it's great that you're saying this. Now do something about it. Senator Cruz, Senator Hawley, any of the, you know, Senator Rand Paul, any of the truly patriotic Americans on Capitol Hill, they need to be doing more than just tweeting about this. They do have the power to hold this administration, this regime, accountable. Oh, but they can't get around Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I don't care. They are United States senators, United States congressmen. They can do something, even if it's just raising awareness, even if it's just rallying the people to support this, even if it's introducing legislation that may or may not pass, but at least get something out of it that says, hey, here's how we're going to fix this. Here's a solution. The transportation of goods from Asia to North America is currently taking about 80 days, which is twice as long as before the COVID-19 pandemic. Folks, this is not pandemic caused. That may have been the initial cause last year. Okay, that may have started the bottlenecking process, but again, this could have been fixed. This should have been fixed before it even became a crisis. People were ringing the alarm bells. Klaxons were blaring months ago. We were among those. Over an NOQ report, we were among those who were saying, hey, this is bad. Got to get this fixed. Guys, pay attention. Oh, according to Art Moore over at WND, many didn't come back to their jobs. It's true. Again, because of lack of incentive. They are incentivized to not return to their jobs. Pandemic panic theater has caused many people to be fearful, but others are just enjoying what they can. And look, I wish I could say I don't blame them. I do in a way, but then again, I'm not in their shoes. So I can't just sit here and, oh, you know, get your butts back to work. Don't be lazy. They're not being lazy. They're being incentivized, but that's a whole other discussion. Georgia Port Authority Director Griff Lynch. What a name, Griff Lynch. Said Sunday in an interview with Trey Gowdy on Fox News Sunday Night in America, he said that the problems began a year and a half ago when foreign ports shut down because of COVID. Again, that's true. It did start then, but that was a year and a half ago. The supply chain shut down. The supply chain is only so big, and that disruption is what we're feeling today. No, that's not true. It says we're trying to force more cargo through the supply chain, and it's only so big and so resilient. Again, the infrastructure is in place. We need the people. We need the shifts. We need the labor. That can solve this problem quickly and easily. And I'm not, you know, people, oh, you know, where's your supply chain degree? Are you a dock worker? No, folks, I look at history. I look at, you know, out here, I am in California, and I can see the lack of activity on the docks. We don't have enough truckers to get the supplies out. We don't have enough warehouse workers to get the supplies organized and put them on the trucks. We don't have enough dock workers to get them off the ships, get the containers off, and get them into the warehouses. We just don't have the manpower, and it's not because it's not available. It's because they're not pushing for it. The state and federal governments can fix this quickly, easily, and inexpensively. They are intentionally, willfully pretending like they cannot. They are holding roundtables. They are feeding us rhetoric, but they're doing nothing. We have to ask why. And even if we already know the answer, we still have to keep asking why so that other people can learn the answer. The answer is that they are trying to breed this chaos that I had mentioned before. And that chaos should concern us all because it brings the same question around, why are they doing this? Why are they doing these things with the vaccines, with election fraud, with critical race theory, things that don't make any sense whatsoever. There's no logic behind any of it. There's no science behind any of it. And yet they're pushing it. They're pushing for America's destruction. We have to acknowledge that. And if you don't believe that the vaccines are bad, and you don't believe that election fraud actually happened, and you don't believe that critical race theory is a neo-Marxist tool, cultural Marxism applied in its fullest form in today's youth, even if you don't believe any of that stuff, you can look at the ports, look at this supply chain problem, look on the shelves at your grocery stores, they dwindle down, and then hopefully come to the conclusion that, wow, yeah, they're not doing enough to fix this. And maybe you'll be listening to this and thinking to yourself, wow, JD said that they're not doing anything to fix it, because they're not. They're just going to hold round tables. Good job, Mayor Pete. Buttigieg believes the Democrats' $3.5 billion infrastructure plan. Wow. See, even my good man I respect a lot, Art Moore over WND, got millions and billions and trillions mixed up. $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan would help address the crisis, but Lynch said the problem stems more from a lack of workers than a lack of resources. Okay, so double talk. That's what they're doing here. Resources do yield more workers. If you have enough money, if you're paying enough people enough money to get to work, they're going to get to work. Okay, you do a temporary pay raise if you have to. You get temporary workers, pay them great money. You get this fixed. The damage that's going to be done to the economy is going to exponentially eclipse the amount of money that it would take to hire the people, even on a temporary basis, to unclog the supply chain. The damage that's being done is an existential threat to the United States economy. The amount of money that would be required to fix it would hurt. Okay, again, we're talking about millions, tens of millions of dollars. But it would be temporary, and it's a very small price tag to pay compared to the economic collapse, the mass chaos that will ensue if they don't fix this right now. So this is my 30-second clip, so I got to hurry. Can't waste any time. Freedom Phone. I've got one. Works great. It's keeps everything private and all that good stuff. And you can get it for $50 off if you use promo code MAGA, M-A-G-A. We all know what that stands for. And yes, we were blessed to be able to get that particular promo code. Easy to remember, $50 off. Go to freedomphone.com. Use promo code MAGA. Buy yourself a Freedom Phone. Get away from Google and Facebook and all the big tech tyrants that are tracking your every move, selling your data. Oh, my 30 seconds are up. Thanks. There's a video that came across my desk just now, actually. I saw it. It's a tweet from Benny Johnson, who finds the best content. It's a video that I was able to locate on TikTok. It's 4 days old on TikTok. I'm pretty sure this is the original poster. I could not find his name. I went to all of the various websites associated with him. He's a pilot, has been for 18 years. On TikTok, he goes by Cell Sauce Nutrition, C-E-L-L, Sauce Nutrition, Sports Performance Nutrition. But he's a pilot, and he put together just a stellar video. Great messaging. Makes the right points the right way. And this, of course, happening right as Southwest Airlines and other companies are starting to experience the pressure from their own employees who are having sick outs. Southwest Airlines, as of Monday, has had over 2,000 flights canceled. They claim it's because of the weather or the FAA or something. Mainstream media is backing them on this claim. The Biden-Harris regime is backing this claim. It's like that reporter who said that the crowd was at the NASCAR race was chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." You know, oh yeah, it's the weather. They canceled 2,000 flights because of weather that's not bad. Give me a break. You're lying. They're lying. They're just lying to us. I mean, flat out bald-faced lies. We have to keep calling this stuff out, folks. And this video by this gentleman, this pilot, is legitimately inspiring. I'm going to go ahead and play that now.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us. Visit usfreedomflyers.org. Help support our mission to protect and preserve our freedoms.
Like I said, I mean, the guy knows what he's talking about. You know, he's articulate, much more articulate than I am, obviously, but he's also very passionate about what he's trying to do. And we all need to be, we need to embrace this passion, because if we do not, if we sit back and wait and let this happen, then that shifting baseline syndrome that he was talking about, it's going to happen. Things are being normalized in our lives. Things are this quote unquote new normal of ubiquitous face masks worn all the time by students who have essentially a 0% chance of dying from COVID, a nearly 100% recovery rate amongst children. Yeah, they're told to wear face masks. They're told to get vaccinated. Are you kidding me? These mandates make no sense. Obviously, if you're watching this, you already know this. I'm not educating you on anything new on that point, but I want you to understand the passion, and not just the articulate pilot who you heard just now, as well as the inarticulate podcast ranter that you're listening to now. We have to find a way to get through to the people. I don't care if they're vaccinated or not. The vaccine mandates must be stopped. They must be attacked thoroughly. We need to call in sick if we have to. We need to do everything we possibly can to let the powers that be know we're not going to just bow down to their oppression. We're not going to let them rule over us like the totalitarians that they are. We're not going to let them usher in this new normal. We're not going to accept it. And you might say, well, of course we're not, but we have to spread the word, because here's the thing. I hate to tell you this, folks, your friends, your neighbors, your family, the vast majority of Americans, they are going to submit. We've seen it happening. People, oh yeah, no, I'm totally patriotic. I'm totally for freedom. You know, I got vaxxed and wore my mask because, you know, I made a personal choice. Are you against the vaccine mandates? Well, you know, there's this whole pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know, you guys are infringing on my rights. I'm the one that should be upset, not you. Come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. We know this is all a big lie. We know this because we can look at the statistics. We can look at the data. We can, as they always say, follow the science. The science says that the vaccinated are just as likely to not only get sick, but also to get other people sick as the unvaccinated. So these vaccine mandates make absolutely no sense. This is medical tyranny. They're not even trying to disguise that it's not based upon science. They're just saying, look, they're going after the emotional push. They're trying repetition through mainstream media and big tech. They're trying everything they can. They're giving us a sales pitch. It's all a big fat lie. Anyway, I'm not going to rant for too long on this because I think I'm probably preaching to the choir. Listen to find this guy Cell Sauce Nutrition on TikTok. It's cellsauce.com, I believe, is his website. But the important one is usfreedomflyers.org. I have not thoroughly vetted this website yet, but you know what? I'll go ahead and promote it ahead of time, and I'll issue a correction later if it turns out that it's all a big scam. So far, from what I can tell, though, folks, it looks legit. And we need to support this guy. We need to support these folks. We need to support everybody who's out there who's struggling, which I know is probably the majority of people. I know we're struggling here at the Knock Report. You can always help the J.D. Rucker Show by going to noqreport.com/give. That's knockreport.com/give. Help us to get more shows out there and to reach a wider audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless. Now let's turn it over to one of our sponsors. You know, if you are listening to this on just the audio version on Apple Podcasts or wherever, you're not listening on Spotify because they banned this. Long story. But but if you're listening to us on any of those and not watching the video, then you're missing the great and talented and very patriotic Mike Lindell. He is actually asleep behind me. I can see him right there. He's laying on a MyPillow. On an actual MyPillow pillow. I know it's hard. Anybody who's gone to MyPillow.com knows that he's been doing a lot more than pillows lately. We actually have a MyPillow dog bed for our wonderful, wonderful canine. And she's gone through a lot of dog beds in her life. This is by far, hands down, her favorite. She sleeps a lot more, okay, which is good because she's a very hyperactive dog under normal circumstances. I can thank Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com for that. But I want to talk to you guys today about the offers. Okay, there's a lot of people out there who are saying, get the lowest possible price on this, that, or the other by using this code. Look, here's the reality. Because of cancel culture, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have chosen to go to the various conservative networks, podcasts, websites, networks, whatever, and give everybody a promo code. These promo codes are the same. Period. They offer the same discounts. I don't care. Mike Lindell, I've been on his show before. He's been on my show before. He has his own code. That code, I've tested this, that code gives you the exact same discount that you would get if you put in code NOQ, N as in Nancy, O-Q. Using the NOQ code helps us here at the J.D. Rucker Show. And I would greatly appreciate it if you would choose us. Okay, we got Christmas around the corner. We've got just lots of reasons to get my pillows. If you use that code, you are helping us directly. And as a listener of the show, watcher, viewer, whatever, it would behoove us all if you would help to keep the show up and running and alive and not going into any other future hiatuses. Is that a word? I don't know, but we're going to use it. We're rolling with it. Just pretend like there's no script and go with it because there's no script. NOQ is the code that you use. Go to MyPillow.com, put in that code, and you'll get the maximum discount, the highest possible discount. But most importantly, you'll be helping us. You'll be helping this guy, okay, this patriot, this awesome guy, an all-American company at MyPillow, and, of course, Knock Report and the J.D. Rucker Show. God bless you, and sleep well like this guy. On Monday, Texas banned vaccine mandates, at least the executive branch did. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order banning them from pretty much anybody. No group or individual could ban any other individual from doing anything, from forcing them to show their papers in an effort to promote the vaccines. Now, here's the thing. Well, first, before we get to the thing, let me go ahead and just read what it says here. This comes from Newsweek. Gosh, I can't believe I'm reading a Newsweek article, but they were one of the first to get it, so we'll give them some kudos here. I'm sure it's going to be very tilted, but here we go. It says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott bans vaccine mandates by any company or person. Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order on Monday banning vaccine mandates by any company or person in the state of Texas. The order states that no entity in Texas can compel receipt of a COVID-19 vaccination by any individual, including an employee or consumer, who objects to such vaccinations for any reason of personal conscience, based on a religious belief, or for medical reasons, including prior recovery from COVID-19. In other words, if you have natural immunity, you can use that as your reason. It wasn't necessary. All they had to do was say pretty much any reason. Personal conscience, that covers, well, just about anything, right? But they threw in there religious beliefs and medical reasons so that they could make a statement. It was very well worded. Give them kudos for putting it together. Abbott sent a message to the chief clerk of the House and the secretary of the Senate, adding the item to the third special session agenda. The order will be rescinded upon the passage of legislation. Now, that's the important part here. That's the thing that I had mentioned before. What we have found over the years, especially recently, is that executive orders, whether from President Trump or from Governor Abbott or whoever, they will be shot down. They will be shot down, period. That's all there is to it. The leftists are very good at finding an Obama-appointed judge or a Clinton-appointed judge or a George W. Bush-appointed judge who is willing to do whatever it takes to stop freedom. That's really what it comes down to. Okay, they hate freedom. They don't mind being free. They just don't want any of us to be free. So they will find some sympathetic judge who will say, no, you cannot do it. There's a constitutional reason. I can't think of it right now, but I'll get back to you. There's a constitutional reason why you can't stop businesses from compelling people to show their papers. Yeah, frankly, until it's codified, until it passes legislation, it's going to be meaningless. This will be shot down very quickly. Then there's the question of supremacy. Will the federal government's mandates, if they ever come, assuming they do, will they supersede anything that the state legislature of Texas or any other state legislature is able to put forth? We don't know. These are strange times. These are unprecedented times and events happening right before our eyes. And it's going to come down to judges. It will, in many cases, come down to justices. And despite this notion that we have a quote-unquote conservative Supreme Court, I just haven't been very impressed with them. I say John Roberts, oh, he was appointed by George W. Bush. He must be a conservative. Stop. Just stop it, John Roberts. John Roberts is, I wouldn't call him a flat-out progressive, but he is very loose when it comes to the Constitution. He is left-leaning at best. Okay, you have Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney. Look, I hate to say it, but all three of Trump's appointees, they've been lukewarm at best. Sometimes conservative, sometimes moderate, sometimes not at all. What we need are originalists. We need Antonin Scalia's. We need people like that who will look at the Constitution, take the original intent, apply it. You know, that's not to say that we can't have modern sensibilities at all in the Constitution, because we are in a different scenario, but we have to look at it from the perspective of the original intent of the Constitution, of the various tenets of it, to determine how best to move forward. Because once you start getting into this super flexible interpretation model that has been plaguing the United States for decades, you know, once you get into that, yeah, we start to get into big trouble. And we have been. This is why Obamacare still exists, because thank you, John Roberts. Anyway, we need this to be pushed forward by state legislatures across the country. It's not just Texas. We can't always look to Texas to lead the way. And frankly, Texas is not the reddest state out there. They're not the most conservative. They are in many ways purple. Now, we've demonstrated, as we predicted last year, we demonstrated that they are more red than the mainstream media wants us to believe. But it's not a truly legitimately conservative state. There are plenty of progressives who are in leadership positions across the state, various cities that are run by radicals, including Austin, one of the biggest cities. So yeah, so we need this to happen everywhere it can. Anywhere, any Republican or so-called Republican who's in a governor's office, any legislature that is supposedly has a Republican majority, they need to be the first line of defense against an oppressive Biden-Harris regime, against authoritarianism that is spreading across the nation. It isn't just government, okay? Individuals, people, as well as companies, schools. They are embracing, they're loving this mandate, this medical tyranny they're imposing on us. Look, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Seriously, I don't, okay? If I were vaccinated, and I'm not, okay, granted, but even if I were, I would still oppose this vaccine nannyism, this push to force people to take these experimental drugs. And keep in mind, if I don't care if they were extremely safe and extremely effective, which they are neither, by the way, but even if they were, still no vaccine mandates, no mandates of any kind when it comes to personal health care. Okay, if you want to start mandating health care, you're slippery slope. It's already slid down its own slope. Okay, that's very dangerous territory. What are they going to mandate that you can't smoke? It's already starting to, but that's again for secondary causes. What if smoking, even in the privacy of your own home, becomes illegal, which it has, by the way, in certain cities? What if obesity becomes illegal? What if you're not allowed to be over a certain weight at a certain height? What if your blood, whatever, the cholesterol levels have to be mandated? You have to be protected from yourself. They can't say that the vaccine mandates are designed to protect others, okay? Because we've seen demonstrably, if we follow the science, we've seen that the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, do not protect people from COVID-19. They might, you could argue, and it's probably a valid argument, that it mitigates the symptoms, that it reduces your chances of getting hospitalized or dying. Okay, fine. If you want to believe that, I think that data is manipulated as well. But at least there is data that supports that. There's no data that supports that. If we have to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. That's what the vaccines are for. Duh. Okay. The whole idea is that if you take a vaccine, that it's supposed to give you immunity to whatever it is. We've seen, again, through science, that those who are vaccinated are just as susceptible to contracting COVID-19 and just as likely to infect others. Therefore, the vaccine mandates make no logical sense. But again, even if they were safe and effective, even if there weren't hundreds of thousands of documented Americans with adverse reactions to the vaccines, likely millions who have actually experienced adverse reactions, even if that wasn't the case, even if the vaccines protected you 99%, you still cannot, not in America, mandate an injection of a shot. FDA approval, I don't care. Technically speaking, the drugs that are being pushed across America today, none of them have been FDA approved. They're still being operated under emergency use authorization. Just a little side note that people seem to forget quite often, that the drugs that are currently still in circulation, even the Pfizer drugs, are not FDA approved. Their successor, Comirnaty, or whatever it is, that's going to be FDA approved if and when it ever comes out in the United States. We'll see. That's got the approval. Nothing that's currently in circulation does not. But again, I don't care. FDA approved, safe and effective, whatever. No mandates. No mandates. And what Greg Abbott is doing here is it's a good opening volley. It's a good step. I have nothing against what he's trying to do, but it's not enough. We need the legislatures to step up, put together ironclad legislation, get it passed, work its way through the court system, because they will sue. They will try to prevent it. Take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and then have the Supreme Court, hopefully, Lord willing, say, yes, these mandates are acceptable. I'm sorry, the bans on the mandates are acceptable. You know, I took a break for 4 months from doing shows, and it's showing, obviously. I'm rusty, and I do apologize, folks. I will get better. You know, we've got a great lineup of people that are coming on. I went into one of my Twitter groups that has some really cool people in it, and said, hey, who wants to be on the show? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these awesome people raised their hand and said, I will do it. So we will see. I want to get as many people on here as possible. If you know somebody who should be interviewed, if you should be interviewed, let me know. We need to get as many voices out there as possible. Look, I do have access. I've interviewed some really cool people. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Sherry Tempany was fantastic. Dr. Sheba, Mike Lindell. We've had some great guests on the show, but I want to talk to everybody. I don't want to just, you know, this isn't just about getting the celebrities out there. I want to talk to the people who have perspectives that need to be heard. And I think there's millions of you out there. I know there are. Some of the people that I talk to, you know, one of the writers over at Knock Report, Dr. Ted Noel, I'm trying to get him on the show. Guy's been in the spotlight before, okay? He knows what it's like to, as a medical doctor or retired medical doctor, he knows what it's like to come on and to express himself. He hasn't been getting nearly as much attention as he deserves lately. So we're trying to get that changed. I want him on the show. I want you on the show. Okay? So if you or anyone you know would like to be on the J.D. Rucker Show to be interviewed, just ping me. Go to noqreport.com. Find the contact button that goes directly to me. Sends me an email. I get pinged and I will contact you ASAP. So that is that. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. In the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe.